Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that his chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, has submitted his resignation amid a corruption scandal. Ukrainian anti-corruption agencies searched Mr. Yermak's home this morning. He said he was fully cooperating with the investigators. For more on this now, we're joined by Roland Oliphant, chief foreign analyst with the Daily Telegraph. Roland, you're very welcome. What more can you tell us about this?
Well, I mean, Andriy Yermak's home and office were raided by NABU, the Ukrainian anti-corruption agency, early this morning. So it's the kind of political scandal you could see the moment mounting where he had to jump or be pushed in a way. And that's a story that goes a little bit deeper. It's related to a big corruption scandal in Ukraine connected to the energy supply sector and the energy ministry. There's no suggestion at this point that Yermak has done anything wrong or personally enriched himself. There certainly seems to be a suggestion or a suspicion that he may have known about what's going on. And it seems that, you know, he decided to fall on his sword. If not, perhaps Zelensky was going to have to fire him.
Zelensky has been struggling to contain this corruption scandal for a number of weeks now, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So it broke in the media, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And of course, before that, earlier this year, there was a scandal where he was accused of trying to effectively defang NABU itself in a way that might have left it stripped of its independence by bringing it under the presidential administration's authority.
Sorry, just to explain to people, NABU being the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine.
Exactly. And the point of NABU is, to put it in context, if you think back to the 2014 revolution that started this whole saga, including the war and so on, that was largely about corruption. And one of the things that came out of it was NABU. Successive Ukrainian governments, Mr. Poroshenko's, who preceded Mr. Zelensky and so on, have faced pressure from the West, from the Americans, from the Europeans, not to try and curtail that agency's independence, because it was seen as evidence, as proof that Ukraine was dealing with its endemic corruption problem. So he faced a lot of pushback when he tried to reform it and effectively bring it under Mr. Yermak's control earlier this year. And there is a suggestion that many kind of European Western officials, friends of Ukraine, have been saying to Mr. Zelensky, look, you've got a clean house, and you might have to start with Mr. Yermak.
And that will have been difficult for Zelensky himself, because they go back a long way. Yermak would be a close friend of his.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were both. I mean, famously, Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian, right, before he became president. But he had a production company, and he and Yermak were partners in a production company. They go back for years. And Yermak really became his right hand man. He was chief of staff. He was, you know, anyone who came for a job interview or a minister, they were interviewed by Mr. Yermak. I mean, from the journalistic point of view, you know, kind of off the record, well, on the radio, right? But I mean, Yermak was rumored to be the one who decides, you know, what outlet gets an interview with Zelensky. And his power has rubbed a lot of people up the wrong way. Even before the war, when you were in Kyiv, you would hear people muttering about, oh, there's this figure in the presidential administration who just seems to be centralizing so much power. And he was kind of referred to quite often by people, almost in the way, I don't know, I suppose how you'd refer to Cardinal Richelieu or a figure like that, an unelected official who's gathering a lot of power in his own hands.
And of course, most recently, he was involved in that negotiating team dealing with the 28-point plan that emerged from Washington and was produced for those peace talks.
Right, exactly. And I think that points to just how close he is to power and how much Zelensky trusted him and trusted him to delegate things to him. So I think it's a really interesting question about how this leaves kind of Zelensky's political or governing operation. And this is a guy who he's really relied on to execute things, to get stuff done. So, you know, who he replaces him with, whether that person is able to do the same kind of job is really interesting. The other really interesting thing, I think, is, you know, it kind of helps in a way, right, to have a shadow, to have this figure who's a bit of a lightning rod for criticism and so on, as Yermak kind of was. If he's gone, would a lot of those, that criticism and grumbling land, you know, at Zelensky's door rather than his chief of staff? I don't know.
Yes, every leader needs a flag catcher, don't they?
Precisely.
Okay, many thanks for that. We'll no doubt be watching that will develop. That's Roland Oliphant there, Chief Foreign Analyst with the Daily Telegraph. Coming up, the week that was, with our Friday catch-up, plus Premier League returns and Liverpool need a win.